بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فأما بعد، brothers and sisters, people keep asking me these questions, and there is, in my view, unnecessary confusion with regard to what constitutes dunya and what constitutes akhirah, what constitutes running behind the dunya and the opposite of that. And I'm saying unnecessary because in the Quran it is quite clear, and from the seerah of Rasulullah it is also quite clear. Many times people feel that earning, making money and having wealth is somehow negative, that you should not do this. And anybody who is engaged in that is somehow contravening Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders and so forth. Now, point is that this is not borne out either by the Quran or the Sunnah. So what is dunya and what is akhirah? I quote from Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Man kana yuridul ajilata ajjalna lahu fiha ma nasha'u liman nuridu thumma ja'alna lahu jahannama yaslaha madhmuman madhura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever wishes for the transitory enjoyment of this world, we will readily grant him that. And out of that, we readily grant him what we will for whom we like. So the first thing Allah is saying is that if somebody wants this dunya, he wants something which is temporary. And by temporary, this means by definition, in this dunya, everything is temporary. But by temporary in this, the meaning of this is something which is temporary at the expense of something which is not temporary, which is the akhirah. So when we say dunya, dunya actually means something which is low. And the opposite of that is ulya, which is something which is high, which is the akhirah. So in this dunya, which is described as something which is low, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this innamal hayatu dunya illa mata'ul ghurur. It is not anything but deception, the life of this world. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning this temporary enjoyment, the implication there is of something which contravenes the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the person wants it. So it is dunya instead of akhirah. The person is making a choice. For example, in this dunya, if a person wants a good spouse, this is temporary. Neither you nor your wife are going to live forever. So, no matter how good your wife is or how good your husband is, one day they will die. So, it's temporary. If somebody wants good children, that is temporary. After some time, there is a parting. Either you will die or they will die. If somebody wants halal income, that also will end at some point in time. So, everything in this dunya is temporary. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying temporary, does not mean asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or wanting to have things which are halal. Here, the issue is things which are not halal. So, a person wants to do business, he wants the business to grow, but he takes interest-based loans or he lends out money on interest. He is engaging in things which are the source of the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he still wants it. So, temporary enjoyment refers to that. Somebody knows alcohol is haram, but he wants to drink. Somebody knows zina is haram, but he wants to do that. Somebody knows what Allah has prohibited, and he knows what Allah has permitted. He still wants to do what Allah prohibited, but he wants barakah in that, he wants enjoyment in that. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we will give them. Liman nasha, liman nuridu ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if he wants it, we will give them. Then afterwards, we have appointed for him Jahannam, and he will burn therein, disgraced and rejected, far away from Allah's mercy. So, if you want to take an interest-based loan and do your business, go ahead. But remember that on the day of judgment, then this is what will happen. That you will be punished for deliberately disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. And then Allah said, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah said, and whoever desires the hereafter, whoever desires benefit in the akhirah and strives for it and makes effort for it with the necessary effort that is due for it, while he is a believer, meaning that the effort must also be with belief. So just doing good deeds but not having belief is not good enough. Iman must be there and amalus salih. Then such are the ones whose effort, whose striving shall be appreciated, thanked and rewarded. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah will thank them. The effort we make is bi tawfiqillahi ta'ala. We make the effort because of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make the effort with the energy and the resources that are given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that still we will reward them and we will thank them and appreciate what they have done. So the issue here is not whether you are earning or not, or how much you are earning, or what kind of business you are doing. The issue is the nature of that business, the nature of that employment, the nature of that engagement with the dunya. Is it halal or is it haram? That is why the dua also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanata wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina azaban nar. Goodness in the dunya and goodness in the akhirah. The best in the dunya and the best in the akhirah. So, in Islam, the issue is not how much money you earn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah prefers the upper hand to the lower hand. He prefers the stronger person to the weaker person. That does not mean there is anything. If Allah has not given you, He has not given you. It's not a matter of, feeling bad about it. But at the same time, yeah, if somebody has wealth, if somebody has power, authority, and that person uses it for the benefit of Islam, for the benefit of other people, alhamdulillah, this is a double benefit for that individual. Allah has given him wealth and He has also given that person the tawfiq to use that wealth in good things. If Allah has given somebody knowledge and the tawfiq to spread this knowledge in good things, it's a double benefit. Somebody might have knowledge and they don't do that. Somebody might have wealth and they are baqil and they are stingy. So, that is bad. But if they have wealth and they have strength and influence and power and authority and they use it for good, then alhamdulillah, if they have iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying Allah will appreciate them and Allah will thank them and Allah will reward them. But on the other hand, if it is somebody who chooses the temporary enjoyment of this dunya, and as I mentioned, the meaning of that is something which is not jais, something which is not halal, something which is haram. But the person still goes behind that for his own benefit, for his own, what he thinks is benefit. It's not benefit actually. Then for that person, Allah said, He will give him. See that. This is also borne out by the ayat of in Suratul Anam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they exceed in disobedience of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open on them, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah said, Allah will open on them the doors of every good thing. To whom? To those who are not just disobedient, but who have exceeded in disobedience. Allah will give them even more. So, getting more or getting less is not an indication of the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His anger. We have to see, if you are getting more when you are disobeying Allah, then this is a sign of the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a good sign. It's a very bad sign. You are already engaged. For example, you are engaged in interest-based business, right? You are taking an interest-based loan, you are doing business with that, and you find that your business is booming. You are getting more and more money. And then the banker comes and says, why don't you take another loan? Right? You've got all these funds lying here. Leverage those funds also. And you take that. And you think this is great. Yeah, one of the biggest misconceptions that a lot of wealthy people have, they think that if they are earning wealth, even if it is haram, then some of this wealth they will give it to madaris, they will build a masajid, or they will spend this wealth in some charitable thing, and they think that this compensates for the haram which they are doing. Please understand, this is not Islamic theology. This is Hindu philosophy. This is philosophy in other religions. This placating gods and appeasing gods is not from Islam. You belong to Allah, your wealth belongs to Allah. Who are you giving to? So if you think that you are doing Allah a favor by building a masjid or, you know, giving money to a madrasa, sorry, Allah does not accept charity from haram wealth. So if the wealth is haram, even the zakat you are paying is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may be paying it, but it's not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your charity, your sadaqat are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hajj and umrah you do with this money is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I am not passing judgment. I am saying this is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Allah is jameel wa yuhibbul jamal. He said Allah is beautiful and pure, and Allah takes only that which is beautiful and pure. Allah does not take what is haram. So if you are earning haram wealth, and if you think that you are giving it to, this is not the hundi in Tirupati. You don't go and, you know, dump something there and think that now I am okay with Venkateswara. You might be okay with Venkateswara, you are not okay with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's as simple as that. So the point is that the issue of Allah will akhwata will. I mean, this is the thinking. It's exactly the same thinking. You give money to this madrasa, you give money to this somewhere, and then you think I am okay. All my haram I can continue. No. You have to get out of haram. If you don't get out of haram, then no matter how much charity you do, this will not help you. And that's exactly what these ayat of Surah Al-Isra are saying. On the other hand, if you are doing halal work, whether it's business or employment or whatever, and you are obeying the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if you live with iman and die with iman, inshallah, may Allah give us a life with iman and a death with iman, inshallah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward and thank and appreciate. Now, what is more than that? What is more beneficial? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to remember what we speak and what we hear, and to implement that in our lives, and to fill our lives with the barakah of obedience to Him and the following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmallah.